Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Should a guy who's going to endorse be the impartial moderator of a debate? More importantly, what the heck are the Republican candidates doing showing up at a debate with a guy who says, I may run for president next year as an independent? I mean, I think the Republican National Chairman ought to step in and say, we strongly discourage every candidate from appearing in a debate moderated by somebody who's going to run for president.
Yeah. More of the sideshow, the circus, if you will. Karl Rove explaining why he doesn't think any of the Republicans ought to be participating in Donald Trump's debate in Iowa later this month. Certainly, I guess it's not news at this point that Mitt Romney has said he's not going to participate in it. But thank you very much for asking. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the GOP race. And later on, we'll spend as much time as we can on the post office. A lot of people want to be heard on that. And so that'll be after we listen to a lot of the excerpts we've taken from talk radio programs and talk television programs around the country focusing on this very issue, whether or not Donald Trump and his upcoming debate is a good thing for Republican candidates. Here's radio host John Caldera talking about the Trump debate, so-called debate anyway, and how few candidates now are planning to participate.
Donald Trump may have mastered the art of real estate deals, but when it comes to debates, he's still an apprentice. The celebrity businessman is having difficulty securing commitments from Republican presidential candidates for a December 27th debate that he's planning to moderate in Des Moines, Iowa. Mitt Romney became the latest big-name candidate to send his regrets, telling Fox News' Neil Cavuto that he informed Trump earlier today that he would be too busy to appear. Romney noted that he already is planning to participate in two previously scheduled debates in Iowa this month. Quote, I understand why Governor Romney decided not to do it, Trump told ABC News. He declined to elaborate further. Wait a second. Donald, if you know why the governor's not coming, why don't you share with us? Other candidates who have declined is Representative Ron Paul. Good work. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman. Good work. In an interview with CNBC's Larry Kudlow, Huntsman dismissed the Trump debate as a publicity stunt. Yes. Very good. I don't know that much about John Huntsman. It's time for me to learn. Running for president isn't about ratings for Donald Trump. It's about jobs for the American people, Huntsman said. Yeah. Newly minted frontrunner Newt Gingrich said he will attend the Trump debate, as well as former Senator Rick Santorum. Rick Perry, Representative Bachman remain uncommitted. But on the early show, CBS, Bachman told Erica Hill and Chris Waggle, did I say that right? Raggy? That she is concerned about Trump's objectivity because he's already leaning towards a candidate. Good question. What a ridiculous thing. All right, it's one thing that candidates need to go on Johnny Carson-like shows today. See how I caught myself? Because I knew Johnny Carson's not on anymore. You got to go on Leno and Letterman. You got to do the late-night circuit. Some of them even go on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. How nice. This is not a debate. This is a publicity stunt. I don't think any serious candidate should go.
Wow, that's a terrible clip. This guy is usually better than that. Caldera, John Caldera. That was horrible. He just sounded like he was out in left field. Okay, well, nobody is perfect. We all have our bad days. But still, that remains the function of Donald Trump and whether or not the debate is of any value on December 27th. Apparently, most people don't. We seem to be fascinated, though, with this continuing focus on Trump. Let's see if we can give it one more shot. Here's John Sylvester, radio host, talking to John Nichols, who writes for The Nation, about Gingrich's meeting with the Donald.
Did you ever think that you would ever, 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 ever hear something like this?
Sometimes we have to get a certain sense of humor in politics. The
Donald has had the number one show in the country.
Okay.
He is a genuine American icon in his own right. Why wouldn't you want to come and hang out with him?
I think that sums it up, Sly. Why not? It's sort of like, and you want to know why Newt Gingrich said that? I can actually, and it isn't, you know, another Newt punchline. There's an actual reason why Newt Gingrich has accepted, rushed to accept that debate request a week before the Iowa caucuses. Because Newt Gingrich has not spent several years raising money. All of the other candidates have huge cash stocks. Even Rick Santorum has, you know, money laid up for a massive final television, radio, newspaper, full-page newspaper ads in the Des Moines Register push before the Iowa caucuses. Newt doesn't have the money. And what Donald Trump and Newsmax are doing is setting up a hour-long Newt Gingrich ad. That's why the other candidates are, that's why other candidates are opting out of it.
These are just hucksters.
No, total hucksters. I'm not joking about this slide. This is not, you know, like speculation. If you look at the front page of the New York Times today, they will say that Newt Gingrich is skipping early caucus and primary states to hang around, you know, where business lunches occur to beg for money. So this has nothing to do with politics. This has nothing to do with, you know, ideas or a good debate. This is a scam hooked up by Newt Gingrich and Donald Trump. And where was Newt Gingrich yesterday? Where was he? In New York City, standing right next to Donald Trump?
Right, he wasn't in Iowa.
All right, so there's, I guess, a chuckle that's necessary when you think about the strategy Newt Gingrich is. Maybe he and Donald Trump are great bedfellows, not strange bedfellows. They make a great pair. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Calls on the presidential race, politics in general, the situation in our country. Let's get into some more serious coverage of Mitt Romney and some of the other candidates up next here on The Countdown.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily review for 2 hours of the big hits, different points of view from different hosts on radio and television, and your calls as well at 800-510-8255. Now to some of the more serious banter and some of the endorsements that are coming in. Interesting that former Governor Romney is going to pick up the key endorsement from Dan Quayle. I say key because that's what's in front of me. I wonder why that is. Why is it a key endorsement from Dan Quayle? I would wonder about that. Has a number of endorsements, many more than Gingrich or any of the others, but that's political hacksterism at its best, as we all know. Here is from Fox, Bill O'Reilly talking to Britt Hume about which candidate Hume thinks the president, Mr. Obama, would rather run against.
Who do you think President Obama wants to run against, Gingrich or Romney?
Based on what the White House has been doing and the Obama forces have been doing, it seems clear that they would rather run against anybody but Romney. I mean, they're attacking Romney, which helps everybody running against him. And it has the additional advantage of, in case he wins, they've touched him up a little bit. But I think they on paper, Romney looks to them like the more difficult.
All right, so they would obviously rather run against Newt Gingrich.
Oh, would they ever? And with good reason.
Which is?
Which is that Newt Gingrich, I mean, think of the number of people who were voting this time who have either forgotten or don't remember this man as Speaker of the House of Representatives was the only speaker in American history sanctioned for an ethics violation. He paid a $300,000 penalty for that.
And what was that violation?
It had to do with a course that he taught and representations made about it to the House. It was to the charge. He was the subject of a whole slew of ethics charges, politically motivated by the Democrats, nearly all of which, all but one of which, collapsed.
Only one stuck,
right? But there it was. He was sanctioned, and he had to pay a penalty.
It seems to me he could swat that away by just saying, look, it was a partisan attack, and they tried to get me every which way. They got my innocence. It's no big deal.
Well, remember, though, what happened after that. Remember that he was ultimately he was the object of a mutiny within the Republican ranks in the House in 1997, and was ultimately forced to resign as Speaker and resign from the House itself.
What caused that mutiny?
Well, it was a long series of things. The way he managed his role as Speaker, fights he led them into, such as the one with Bill Clinton that led to the government being shut down a couple of times, in which the Republicans clearly lost favor. And then they had losses in the elections, and his charges had lost confidence in him. Now, look, I'm not saying...
I'm trying to get to play devil's advocate here. If I'm the Speaker, I'm going to say, look, I did the right thing back then by trying to get government spending under control.
Right.
I was rejected by my own party, but in hindsight, I'm the genius, because look where we are now. We got a $15 trillion hole. Seems to me he could swat all those things away. But I agree with you that I think President Obama, and I know this, I've been told this by some of the Obama people, would rather run against Newt Gingrich because they feel they can demonize him. They can set him up as an ideologue that would drive independent voters over to their course or just to stay home.
You know, I think that's the most accurate, interesting, and compelling examination. I'm not a big fan of Britt Hume. I like Bill O'Reilly a lot. But I think listening to them talk about why Gingrich is a buffoon and ought not to be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party actually was right on. So, in other words, support Mitt Romney is what these guys are saying. What do you say? 800-510-TALK, 2221 after the hour.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the GOP race is where we are at the moment. The interesting thing, well, there are a couple of interesting things floating around today. Gingrich is leading the polls in Iowa. And it's a rather comfortable lead over Mitt Romney, it looks like here. I'm seeing the Washington Post ABC poll shows 33% of likely caucus goers would vote today for Gingrich in comparison to Mitt Romney and Ron Paul, who both have 18%. We know how that flipped around the last time around, so we're, what, a month away from that at least? Also, from the Romney room, apparently, Romney has been charged with hiding. This is Nancy Pelosi speaking now, so maybe you take it with a grain of salt. Anyway, 1,000 pages of information Romney went to great lengths to hide as he left the governor's role, spent $100,000 of state money to replace computers in his office at the end of his term because he knew he was going to run for the presidency and didn't want, apparently, this is what Pelosi says, anything that's in there, because technology being what it is, things really don't get eliminated unless you actually take the machine out and start over again. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Anthony Mazzarelli talking about Mitt Romney, the DNC's latest ad that's running about him, and whether he is a flip-flopper.
The DNC came out with an ad called Trapped. And it's going to play in about six markets. It came out earlier this week. This is clearly the narrative that opponents to Mitt Romney, both Republican and Democrat, want to weave. This is the one that they feel is the most damaging to Mitt Romney's candidacy. And I want to play it. They do it in the form of a fake movie ad.
From the creator of I'm Running for Office for Pete's Sake comes the story of two men trapped in one body, Mitt versus Mitt.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose. The right next step is to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Two Mitts willing to say anything.
We put together an exchange, and the president's copying that idea. I'm glad to hear that. Obamacare is bad news.
See it all at MittVMitt.com. The Democratic National Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
So that's the idea, right? That there's the two Mitts. There's the new Mitt and the old Mitt. I want to ask the question about a couple of things. One, is it so damaging that it makes him not able to beat President Obama? And the second question is, Aren't people allowed to change their minds? Like, I happen to think that Romney would do better if he had a better story of why he's changed on these positions rather than trying to lawyer things into explaining why he is being consistent. I think America will forgive people. I think they even forgive inconsistency. They don't like hypocrisy. I think that's the worst of all. But I think on some of these issues, he flipped. He did flip. And rather than denying being a flipper, just say, look, you know, I think the narrative he could write is, I'm a pragmatist, and while I do have an ideologic base, and it is one that is conservative, that I do look at issues individually, and I'm willing to pile on facts in such a way that I will change my opinion. The question is, can you keep your conservative bona fides enough to win the nomination of the party if you do that?
All right. Pretty good questions, actually, there, I think. What are the answers? I guess they are yet to be found. Here's an interesting development from the campaign trail. Michelle Bachmann was very uncomfortable. Some uncomfortable moments on the campaign trail. And the latest one is at a book signing where an 8-year-old boy named Elijah whispered to Michelle Bachmann, quote, "My mom is gay and she doesn't need fixing," end quote. Bachmann responded with a blank look and then waved to him as he ran away. The person who filmed the event told news program that Elijah's mom had been standing in line to speak to Ms. Bachmann but decided she was too nervous to do it. Elijah insisted that they stay so he could give Ms. Bachmann the message himself. Pretty powerful stuff, huh? 28 past the hour.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Back around the corner here at 33 past the hour, we continue with this hour's overview of the hot hits, the inside info, if you will, taken from all the talk radio programs and shows, the hosts that we monitor. There are some days we listen to as many as 200 different programs, 50 or 60, though, on the normal day. And everybody this week, or for the most part, there's a lot of buzz about the post office and its problems. Your calls invited on this at 800-510-8255. What has ruined the post office? There's a poll today at DougStephan.com, which you may want to check out. What should the post office do to save themselves? That's at DougStephan.com. A, raise postage rates. B, close some of their branches. C, stop Saturday delivery. D, all of the above. E, nothing. We really don't need a post office at all anymore. Your preferences as you go to Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com. Here's host Frank Beckman with John Marcotte, president of a postal workers union in Michigan. They talk about the problems that are facing the post office and what changes may be on the way.
What will the impact be here in Michigan from the moves the Postal Service is going to make to try to get out from underneath this this deficit?
Well, the biggest impact will be to the citizens of Michigan. The mail service will slow down to a crawl. The overnight service is the future of the Postal Service. Everything's faster, and this 2 to 3 day that they're touting, if you look at the carefully worded part of the announcement, it could be 3 to 5. So if mail across town takes 3 to 5 days to get there and 3 to 5 days to get back, the revenue we currently receive is just going to evaporate instantly. So the effect on the people of Michigan is going to be the greatest effect. The Postal Service will cease to be a viable option.
Well, service is getting worse than ever because of that, right? And yet...
That is correct.
Yeah, what are their options, though?
Frank, the little-known thing that you didn't mention, and it's no fault of your own, in 2006, Postal Management in Washington, D.C., touted the Postal Accountability and Enforcement Act of 2006. And what that did is it made us pre-fund our retirees' health care to the tune of $5 billion a year. But it also said we couldn't raise stamps to cover that cost.
Well, the other part of that, John, they also, didn't they require that 100% of it be funded?
Unbelievable.
Where in most cases it's funded to what, about 40 or 50%?
You're pretty informed, Frank. Yes, and we're paying for postal employees that aren't even born yet their health care in retirement. It's insanity. So that's what's driven the $20 billion loss. If it wasn't for that act being passed by Congress, we would have made, this depends on the estimate, $400 to $800 million through the worst economy ever. The Postal Service would be fine. We wouldn't be dismantling our network, slowing down mail service, and closing all these post offices. It was totally unnecessary.
There's something to what he's saying there. He's the most intelligent fellow I've heard connected to the post office, and he's a union president. John Marcotte is his name, talking to host Frank Beckman. Their analysis of this sounds like the most sane that I've heard. How about you? 800-510-8255. Why would you bother using? You can drive the stuff around. You send something to someone across town. Let's say you're sending in a payment to someone in your community, and you put it in the mail, it takes 3 to 5 days to get there. That's a week's worth of business days. And maybe they have to send you a bill or something back again, another 3 to 5 days. It is asinine, and nobody will use it. I say, get rid of the post office department. Let either FedEx or UPS or both of them bid on it. Put the money in the, retire the people that are still working at the post office. Give them some kind of severance and let's move on. This is becoming craziness. 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Michael Brown talking about these financial problems. And again, the question is, why do we need the post office anymore?
The Postal Service has reported they plan to save $2.1 billion a year, which I know sounds like a lot of money, but in terms of Postal Service, it's really not a lot. They need to reduce by $20 billion between now and 2015 just to try to become profitable. So they're going to relax. I'm sorry, if you're a postal worker, I apologize in advance. But I got a kick out of this paragraph in the Los Angeles Times. The Postal Service's decision to relax delivery standards for first-class mail follows its determination last September to close 252 mail processing plants, about half the total mail processing plants, and about 28,000 employees would lose their jobs. And it really got me to thinking, is the Postal Service an anachronism? Is it a dinosaur? I think now about, okay, yesterday, for the first time in a long time, and I don't know why I did it, but again, Tamara had, she baked Christmas cookies. She wanted the Christmas cookies to get the next day to our daughter down in Scottsdale. Normally I would FedEx those. I don't know why, but yesterday I sent them express mail. I have no idea. Maybe because I was just sitting at my computer and I can just print the labels. I don't know why I did it. But generally, if I want something to get there positively, absolutely, the next day, of course, it's FedEx, it's UPS, it's DHL, or whoever else is still around. I don't really think about using express mail service. And then that got me to thinking this morning after I put the movie in, how much mail do I now receive? We literally at one time had one of the larger mailboxes, not just the little square box, but the larger rectangular, because we got so much mail. I mean, all of the magazines, now virtually, I'm thinking all but maybe two or three magazines are now on my iPad. All of my financial stuff, paying bills, the bills we get from the utilities, whatever bills, those are all electronic now. Credit card statements, mortgage payments, whatever. I think virtually all of our bills, but the only bills I receive, paper bills lately, I had surgery, a month or two ago, and the bills from, what the insurance didn't pay, was they come in paper bills. Everything else is electronic. So we now virtually have, it's not unusual for us to not get any mail during the course of the week. Whereas it used to be, I mean, every single day it was bring home a stack of mail. And I'm thinking, so is this not the right thing to do, to cut back on these post offices, shouldn't we start cutting back? And frankly, is it time for the post office to go to the way of other things that have just been taken over?
That's really interesting. I think this is a fascinating discussion and one we ought to have. People, you may or may not have heard of some of the conversations on this program from people who work for the Post Office Department. And if you are a worker there, I would encourage you to help yourself to 800-510-8255, as we will spend at least the rest of our time here in this segment talking to you about the problems of the post office. If you work there, do you feel like you have to blame somebody? Are you scared? Whatever may be your emotion or the reality. I had somebody call and say the post office hasn't taken any money from the federal government for forever, she said. And I know that in the last 10 years, at least three or four times, the post office has gotten money. Again, I liken it to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, although the post office in this circumstance needs the money. Corporation for Public Broadcasting doesn't. So let's put our thinking caps on. What have you got in your mind that may solve the problem? How do you handle paying your bills or doing normal mail? Do you do everything online now? Do you use mail? I still use the post office a lot, but I'll use it less and less. And what about my idea? I'm certainly not the only one who's come up with this, in fact, put the thing up for bid and let FedEx and UPS or whomever bid and pay billions of dollars for it and pay the people settle that are working there, let them go to work for these other companies, and let's move on. We'll find out in a moment what you're thinking on the countdown. It's 18 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. A new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah, humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Nothing to eat, and they sing of Christmas. Ah, bah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful. It's the Scrooge of choice in my house, and that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help, and Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the post office and its problems with your calls at 800-510-TALK. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Joe in Arkansas, what say you?
The Post Office Department was set up by our government, said Ben Franklin's first Postmaster General. The Postmaster General was a member of the cabinet. It was set up so we people, America, it was a service. We could communicate with each other. We could send a letter next door for 3 cents. We could send a letter to Grandma in California for 3 cents. Now, all of a sudden, in their infinite wisdom, in 70 or 71, our congressman, the one that screwed it up, and decided that, oh, let's make this a money-making organization. It was not intended like that. Look at some. What does the energy department give back to the people? What good are they? What does the education department give back to the people? Dumber kids. And now we're going to screw with the post office, and it's really got me upset.
I can tell that, sir. It is upsetting for a lot of people who are used to using the post office, no question about it. Larry in California lives near a post office branch, and apparently it's going to be closed.
Our facility up here in Reading is one to be part of the closures. And the Postal Service basically is holding these public input meetings. And basically, you know, they don't have any answers. They can't respond to any questions that the public is asking them. And our mail is going to be actually trucked 161 miles down to Sacramento. Now, what they aren't telling everybody is that in Sacramento, the mail is being delayed anywhere from 2 to 5 days already. There's a local plant they already closed down in Marysville. It's only 1 hour away from Sacramento, and the mail there is being delayed 3 to 5 days. They're looking at 4 more closures going into Sacramento, and, you know, the mail is critical because it's going to affect the senior citizens and the veterans who receive their medication. These are time-sensitive things that people need. And to say it's going to take you 3 to 5 days to get these issues is incredibly stupid.
I agree with you, sir, 100%. Larry, thank you for your call. What a ridiculous reality. And these people, they're saying they're announcing these changes with a straight face. 800-510-8255. Here's New Yorker Tony.
I know the post office is saying that since, you know, the rise of the internet, they've lost all their first class mail and they've lost all this revenue. It's a two-way street though, because with the rise of the internet, you have a lot more purchases being made, you know, eBay, Amazon, etc. There's a whole lot of more packages being shipped now than ever. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the packages are being given to UPS and FedEx. So my question is, why are we allowing these private companies to compete in the United States with our federal institution? And that they've effectively driven the post office out of business.
Sir, this country runs on capitalism and free enterprise. Now, that's why we have FedEx. That's why we have UPS. That's why we have these other services. Hello, duh. Linda in Connecticut with some thoughts on the important things that she's considering.
First of all, I believe the Constitution mandates the post office, and Ben Franklin was the first postmaster. But aside from that, when you do a transaction over the phone and you ask them to send a copy in writing, you've automatically got a consumer protection via the FTC because they use the United States Postal Service. The FTC also is a... works in conjunction with the post office to eliminate a lot of fraud, boiler room operations, direct marketing fraud. So consumers don't realize it, but when they use the United States Post Office over a phone or an electronic transmission, they get some very valuable protections, and I think that should be discussed a little further before we put too big of a hatch in the post office.
800-510-8255. All right, Rose, I don't think there's a constitutional requirement for a post office at all. Rose, you're on the air on the Countdown Live. Hi.
Well, hi. The only thing is, first, they would have more money if they would cut down some of the money that these higher-ups get every month.
There's bonus, a lot of bonuses in the post office that most people think they don't deserve. Yep, that makes sense. What else?
Okay, Zed, I cannot get out to mail my letters. I do not have a computer. And I enjoy having the postman come to my house and say hello, because I wait for him almost every day. And I cannot get out to pay my bills. How, what am I supposed to do? I don't have no computer in my house.
Well, you know, you're one of the, either you choose not to have one or you don't, can't afford to have one. As real discrimination being practiced here and the way some of this stuff is being handled. And again, it's inappropriate, improper, impractical, all of those things. Rose, thanks for your thoughts. We move on the countdown. It's 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A postscript to the post office problem discussion. I was incorrect in saying that there is no constitutional mandate for the post office. In fact, there is a requirement. Article 1 suggests that we need to have a postal system and post roads over which the mail could be delivered, and they were to be developed by the government. The post roads, depending on where you are, I know where I live in Massachusetts, I'm about 2 miles from the post road. The post road goes from Boston down to, well, it goes across to Albany and up and through New York. It goes down south through Connecticut and down into areas of New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Perhaps where you live there is a post road, so I stand corrected and am happy to correct myself if I am incorrect. I'm going to do something here that I don't do very often on this program. This is going to be my time for the next 5 minutes as I think about what today means. It's Pearl Harbor Day, or Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, December 7th, 2011. We go back to December 7th, 1941, and pretty much every day, every year on this date, we remember. But do we remember like we are remembering September 11th? Is it the same sort of thing? Has the population grown old, and have we done such a bad job in our schools that we do not remember well the lessons of Pearl Harbor Day, where thousands of lives were lost? A major portion of America's Pacific Fleet was in shambles by the time the day was over, and it certainly got us into the war in the Pacific. So as we think about this, you'll see a lot of video today from the USS Arizona, the Memorial Visitor Center. I wonder how many of you, no matter what your age, have been to see these displays of World War II naval history, wartime Hawaii, view the film about the Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. There's a ferry that I remember. I've been over there and done this a couple of times. It's amazing in terms of what you learn and what there is to learn, what a lot of people have forgotten about the way we were attacked and what led up to that. There are a lot of people who over the years have speculated on what happened, why Franklin Roosevelt didn't do more. Did he really want to get us into the war? Is it another example of the military-industrial complex pushing us into a war? After all, they made kajillions. And, you know, I think it is food for thought. That's looking back and learning the lessons of history. But let's think about today and moving forward to what we need to be thinking, what we learned, what we are learning. And when we see, frankly, all of our, I'm appalled by the number of Americans who are involved, husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, sons and daughters, who are embroiled in these wars from our country. We go to distant continents and we have our people there, and people are angry at us because we do that, and there are more than one group that wants to attack us. They did September 11th, those same people and others would like to attack us again. I'm doing the program this week from Israel, and I've been exposed to a lot of different thoughts about the mentality of people around the globe and how it is that we can't seem to get together. We all know the story of the Palestinians and the Israelis and how that fight goes on. They've been fighting with each other since religions began, and there doesn't seem to be any dissipation. Yeah, there's discussion of peace, and there's discussion of war, and there's discussion of how can some get along, how come others don't get along, all of that sort of thing. But there's also, because Israel is always on a war footing, the thinking is pretty profound of some people here as they recall America in World War II and think about the day of infamy. Is it possible to have another one of these? And could it be that it would be brought about because of the lack of ability of these people over here and elsewhere in the world to get along? We still have a lot of people who are power crazed, who maybe some of them in America, some in China, some in Russia, some over here in the Middle East. Somebody always is thinking about how to knock the other guy off. And as long as we have these sort of devastating weapons that are at our disposal, could we not, if something happened, got out of control? I had somebody tell me here that if we have another world war, it'd be over in 7 minutes because of the potential of nuclear energy being released by both sides or all sides, and the unimaginable destruction that would come as a result of that. What do we need to be doing? What do we need to be thinking about? How do we get ourselves out of a depressed mindset and actively think about how to keep ourselves from having another December 7th or another September 11th? Isn't that our job? Shouldn't we be thinking about that? The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, when you look at what other potentials there are, is really kind of small, isn't it? Huh? Food for thought. Did you know?